This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, buddies, welcome back. It is the G-Back Nation here on The Fan, and Jared Sandler is going to join you here coming up at 15 minutes. We'll talk Rangers-Rockies with you. How about some Sebastian Wolcott discussion? Corey Seager back on the IL there with the hammy. Maybe it's still premature. We'll see what Sands has to say about that. And how bad is this hamstring here with Corey Seager? It will another 10-day shelf trip get this taken care of? But what a day here, and we continue to react to the Cooper flag story, the Mavs winning the draft lottery. I have a very interesting team-building question here for you gentlemen in just a second, but segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. The Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line is open if you want to text into the show. Tell us what you're thinking. If you have been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yes, Tim McMahon reporting the Mavericks will be picking Cooper Flagg. So in case you were wondering about that, you know, they're not going to trade it for Giannis. I was significantly concerned right up until the point that we got this report that they could even trade him for Kevin Durant or somebody else in their 30s who, you know, was a big Nike signing back in Nico's days there in Beaverton, Oregon. But that's out. You know, apparently they're gonna stand in there and take Cooper Flagg, and we'll see what we that makes of that. But another way to look at it here is now you have a logjam with Anthony Davis wanting to play power forward, with PJ Washington's best position being power forward, with Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford. Like, you could actually say multiple players should be traded, a 5 and a 4 here with this being the case. You know, obviously Klay Thompson is a player that everybody would love to trade. I think Max Christie might have some very interesting value as another wing. I think you want redundancy with guys who can play defense on multiple positions and also dribble, shoot, and pass. You do want as many of those guys as possible. So if you wanted to say, no, I'm actually not wanting to trade anybody because I want an army of versatile, skilled length, then I'd say, all right, I can drink to that. Let's go win the championship. But I do believe you need another point guard or shooting guard to take pressure off of Kyrie Irving and to bridge that 50-game gap to even get Kyrie back with you in decent playoff position. So how would you guys approach this team-building dilemma?
I think you look at moving Gafford. Not that I don't like Gafford, but he's a guy that's going to be going into, what does he have, another year left after this coming season? And he's already said that he wants to make starting center money.
He deserves it. Yeah.
He does, absolutely. Yeah. So he's probably not a guy that long-term you're going to be able to keep in the fold anyway. So maybe you try and get ahead of that. I mean, I'm with you, Eric. I'd love to move on from Anthony Davis. I'd 100% be in on that. I just don't see a world in which Nico Harrison is still with the Mavericks and he moves from the guy that he just went ahead and nuked Dallas basketball by trading Luka for. So I don't
why I'm firing Nico if DeMont.
Then maybe that is an option if Nico's not here anymore. But I think the piece that I'd look to move is maybe Gafford. And then I love PJ Washington. I don't want him to go anywhere.
Yeah.
I'd like to keep PJ and Lively. But everyone else, I think I'd definitely consider moving.
Yeah, I'm aligned with you. Yeah, I guess I didn't consider the possibility of trading Anthony Davis, but if you fired Nico, it becomes realistic. And it is the best thing in the interest of this team. Maybe not for the probabilities of winning it this year, but right. long term, mm-hmm. I mean, getting yeah. Getting off that contract and that injury yeah. risk, you know, I don't think you could really rest easy as a Mavs fan or as a member of that front office or coaching staff, depending on Anthony Davis's health in the playoffs. But, I mean, if Cooper Flagg is going to be a power forward in his career, then, yeah, clearing that out and then having P.J. Washington and Lively around him is just, you know, the perfect kind of incubator to launch a career. But I think there's a lot of different ways you could do it, like trading Klay Thompson would be really cool right now if there is a market. Obviously, Caleb Martin, Max Christie, you know, these are the kind of wing throw-ins that, you know, if you needed a pot sweetener, I think any team would be interested in adding those kind of young players who give you that three in that defense. It is a massive Sports Tuesday, though. And Stars and Jets getting set for Game 4 tonight. A chance for the Stars really to throw a decisive knockout blow. And Miro Heiskanen returning. If you win this game, your chances of winning the series historically 90.8%.
Yeah.
They're now minus 340 to win the series and about plus 350 to win the cup, Brian. I know you're confident over there in your hockey team.
Yeah, I like what I've seen from my hockey team here. I didn't think they'd get to this point, but here we are. You know, the Colorado series, I mean, great job of getting through that. But, I think the one thing that you really have to worry about Winnipeg is them getting to play home games. That seems to be where they thrive. And obviously on the road, if you could find a way to get this game done and then, you know, take your chances going back to Winnipeg and seeing if you can win a game. If you can't, then you get the game back here, which, you know, Winnipeg has just had so much problems playing on the road. You know, you do not want this thing to get to a game seven at all.
No.
You just don't.
No.
And you never want the game seven unless you're the team that's behind and rallying back. But man, if you can get this thing taken care of tonight, then you go to Winnipeg, we'll see what happens, but at least you know that you could come back here and clinch it. And Winnipeg, like I said, they just have not played well on the road. They're 0-8. You know, there's that
yep.
that psychologically is weighing on them right now.
Big opportunity tonight. They're going to give you their desperate team look. You know, can you overcome that? And if you...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button. Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can now you're up 3-1. You get to shake off the Miro rust and then rest and get set for the Western Conference Finals. A massive opportunity tonight. Now, I don't think they're going to fiddle this away. Rangers and Rockies pregame at 6:30. Thanks to Langford for saving us last night. I want to ask Sandler here coming up in about 10-15 minutes. I mean, almost getting shut out last night. You're one swing away. We just talked about this late last week that they've been shut out how many times, Chief? It hit five times?
Six. Yeah.
Six times?
Yeah, I think it was six times.
It's and this guy had a 1.65 whip. He's putting guys on base right and left. He's given up nearly a run every inning. And if it wasn't for Langford's swing, you lose 1-0. I want to believe things are fixed. We talked a lot about yesterday how in their last seven games they're averaging five runs, and that included a shutout. You know, they scored 35 runs over the course of the last week, but then you go out there and have that performance against the Rockies. Guys, I have Rangers anxiety once again. So we'll just hope for the best on that. And, you know, having to do that without Corey Seager, who once again
is five times.
Yeah, five.
Sorry, yep, you're right. Five times. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, what do you guys think of Cooper Flagg? I definitely don't want to be raining on that parade in any way. But I would say, you know, if you look at this as a Luka replacement or a savior, I just don't think he's that good. It's not like Magic Johnson or LeBron James or Luka or, you know, acquiring the next Tim Duncan or Shaq, right? This is a very good player, you know, but I think it's more Scottie Pippen than Jordan. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of the comparisons have thrown out the Scottie Pippens of the world. Kawhi Leonard, Lamar Odom, you know, just all that size, that versatility, two-way player. He certainly has some things to improve on, especially offensively. But you're talking about a guy who has a lot to improve, who averaged 19-8 and 4 assists.
Is a year ahead, right? Like, he should have been a high school senior.
Exactly. He should be graduating high school right now and going to Duke or whatever. But in his final 25 games, 20, almost 21 points, 7 boards, almost 5 assists, 51% shooting from the field, 45% from 3, and 88% from the line. So, and Duke was dominant in that run, even in the final four versus Houston, 27-7-4 with 2 steals and 3 blocks in that game. I think this is going to be a guy who ends up developing as, I think he will be able to be the best player on a championship team when he's at the height of his powers.
Dominant team leader type. Yeah, and you know, where this goes over the next 3 or 4 years is going to have a lot to say. I think if you could tell me those 3-point numbers are going to be like 38%, 41%, somewhere in that range, high 30s, low 40s, and he can get that off the dribble like Harden and Luka, then you don't have to be super shifty getting to the rim, right? Now you're setting up people like Steph Curry. I'm out here dancing. I might shoot a 3, and you have to press me so hard that now I can blow by you. But what I see in college is a guy that's not a great outside shooter. Things don't come easy to him. Like, he's not getting easy buckets, you know? And I don't see, like, the point guard traits, you know. So I think in the NBA,
I thought he was their point guard. I thought he was. I mean, they didn't have a true point guard, and the offense ran through him, and he was racking up some assists in a pretty nice way. I remember just watching the tournament and being pretty impressed with some of the passes that he had. So I think he's got that ability to be that sort of point forward to some extent, and again, the two-way aspect of it. And I do think his 3-ball's legit. Now, how can he get into it? Is he catch and shoot? Can he go off the dribble like that? I mean, that would take it to the next level. But, I mean, I think these are all the makings of a guy who is probably going to be 25 points and 5 assists a game. I think that's going to be in the cards. Not year one, but in terms of big picture.
Yeah, okay. Year one, I think he's projected 16 points, 5 boards, like 3 assists as a rookie, at least right now. He definitely needs to round out the offensive game, but I think he's got the ability to do so. There's no question about that. I mean, maybe you're ending up looking like, you know, could you have a Dirk KG-esque type of offensive game? And I think if he's able to get that with what he does defensively, this dude could be a top 5 to 10 player. No question.
Yeah, I like that KG comp. I think the Anthony Davis comp is in there is interesting, but it's a little bit more perimeter-oriented than, you know, than a classic big. So, I mean, incredible opportunity. I think the opportunity to trade the pick was very intriguing when we started the day, and I was looking forward to a conversation like, should they take the guy or trade it for Giannis? But that conversation, I think, is not even going to materialize, as this is one of those rare situations where the team gets the pick and makes it clear very early on that they're going to go ahead and take the guy. All right, Jared Sandler joins you next. We'll talk Rangers, Rockies, and what he makes of the Corey Seager news coming up next here on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.